No, it's been going fine. We started the recruitment process in January for our registration officials. Those are the persons that will be working at our voting stations, and we're close to about 95% in terms of the recruitment of our staff, because obviously as we recruit staff, because this is really just a temp job, people become unavailable because they have other commitments and stuff. So, but we are well on our way. We're also busy with contracting of our voting stations because we need to actually have a contract. I mean, for example, just in the metro, we have over 800 voting stations that we are securing, so that come 2021 June, voters can go to their voting station and either register for the first time or, as you indicated, just update their registration details. Check what we have, make sure that what we have is what you know we should be having.
What would you consider, and I know to you this is probably like you can do this in your sleep, but what would you consider, you know, points of registration that needs to be updated, for example? At which point does somebody have to go and check if the details are updated, etc., etc.?
Well, the first thing is you must just remember that, you know, when a person gets married, you may change your surname, but that doesn't affect your ID number. So you don't need to change if you've married someone, because the ID number will stay the same. However, if you have, for whatever reason, had been at Home Affairs and there was a problem with your ID and you were issued with a new ID with a new number, then you definitely have to come to us and update, because we won't have your records at all. Secondly is if you have changed your place of residence, if you've moved even down the road, then you need to tell us, because our voting districts are based on certain norms around the number of people in a particular area. So you may find that your voting station actually has now changed. So that is also why it's important. It's also important that we can have the latest address that where you are staying. So that we can make sure that you can vote where you are registered, because with local government elections, you can only vote where you are registered. You cannot say, I'm going to be in the different part of the city or in a different town, I want to have a vote there. It doesn't work that way with local government elections, because Kulam, this time around we're voting for your ward councillor. You know, it's your area where you stay, and that's why you have to be where you are staying in order to vote.
Talk to me about that possibility. I mean, a lot of I know of a lot of people who travel often, you know, and they might have moved. Let's say for the 20th and 21st of June, they're not going to be, in the area that they would usually vote. They may be traveling for work purposes. They can't update the registration process and stuff. You know, what concessions will be made for them?
Look, remember, this is just a specific opportunity for you to register where we have voting stations. But in the normal course, until the day when the minister actually proclaims the elections in the Gazette, which will be sometime in August, you can go online, Kulam, www.elections.org.za, create your profile, register, or even then update your registration. So it's very easy to do it online. It takes about 5 minutes. Once you create your profile, you'll get an OTP to your cell phone that you have to, you know, that you enter, and then we'll give you a confirmation later on that has actually been done. So it's very easy to do it online. You only have to go onto our system, take a photo of your ID, you know, the front part of it, so you can upload that, so we can just verify that it is you. And it takes 5 minutes. So that one is available 24/7 right away. So if you travel, you can even do it now. Anytime. Obviously, if you have a chance, we have offices around the province as well. You can always pop in at a local office of the IEC, or even at events, because some of our people attend, like, you know, sports or arts events and stuff like that with our VMD. Mm-hmm. And if you see an IEC person there, go there. They can register you. Doesn't matter where you stay. We can capture you against your particular address. Doesn't matter where we are.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, even if I want to check what my status is, I can use the same platform, and you've just answered that. Let's talk about preparations around, you know, those special.
Can I just say also that if you just want to check, you can also send us an SMS to 32810. Obviously, it's a 1 rand for a thing. You type in your ID, you send it to that particular 32810, and it will come back and say, this voter is registered at and it will give you the station or whatever. So you can just check where what your station is. But in terms of your address, you'll have to actually go online and do that, because obviously we can't just give out personal information based on an SMS.
Yeah, now that makes sense. Let's also talk quickly about the preparations for special voters. You know, normally we find that the IEC would send some of the staff to go around to people who cannot come out to do that. You know, is that still happening?
Yes, that will happen, and the opportunity to apply for a special vote will open much later in the year. Once we have the proclamation date, the IEC will issue a timetable in which it will state, look, from this date to that date, South Africans can apply for a special vote. But now remember, if you want to have a home visit, it is limited to persons who are infirm, who are disabled or highly pregnant to the extent that they cannot get to the voting station. We don't do personal visits, you know. We're not like 60-60 or something like that. You really need to be somebody who cannot get to the voting station. The alternative, which we always encourage people to do, if you cannot be on the 4th of November, apply to vote at the voting station on the Monday or the Tuesday before the election. You don't need a reason. You just have to tell us and you can pitch up. In that way, also, you avoid the queues of Wednesday the 4th.
Okay. Michael Hendricks, IEC Provincial Electoral Officer, thank you so much for your time. We'll continue to inform the listener as well of that important date, the 2021st, you know, just to go and check whether or not they are registered to vote, where they can go. Just one last thing before I let you go, Michael, when they do, especially for first-time voters, the 18-year-olds, etc., that is going to be going out and voting for the first time, the documentation that they need to go and register to vote?
Look, to register to vote, you can register from the age of 16. In other words, from the time that you receive your
16,
ID.
Yeah.
So from 16 onwards, because we want you to be registered, so it doesn't matter when the election takes place, you will then vote if you turn 18 on election day. So all you need is just your barcoded ID, either the book or the smart card, or if you're still waiting for your ID book, you can actually ask Home Affairs to issue with a temporary identity certificate. Those are the only three things you need. We don't ask for a proof of address or anything else. We don't charge you, because that's also very important to note that we don't charge people to register. So just bring your ID document with you. Not a copy, but the actual document.